The Arkansas Plant Board have voted against tougher restrictions on an herbicide that has been blamed for widespread crop damage. Member station KUAR's Daniel Breen was at the meeting and files this report.
The herbicide dicamba has taken up much of the Arkansas Plant Board's time since it was first blamed for damaging crops in 2016. Studies show the herbicide used on genetically modified soybeans and cotton can vaporize at high temperatures and drift onto non-tolerant crops. The number of complaints has fluctuated each year, with over 600 complaints in 2017, prompting the board to ban the sale and use of the chemical temporarily. But in Arkansas, complaints are down this year, while in other states, complaints are up. Representatives for the companies that make dicamba argued that because complaints are down, their newer formulations are causing less damage. But farmers like Phillips County grower Harry Stevens said they didn't get the chance to spray as much this past growing season.
We had everything planted in the month of March, and we got 14 inches of rain in 10 days. And when the 25th of May rolled around, we were still replanting and still spraying. We need more time to spray dicamba in smaller buffers.
Scientists argue that any dicamba product will volatilize past 80 degrees, which numerous audience members called for, to be the cutoff for spraying. Instead, the board voted against requiring growers to send records of spraying to an online plant board database or requiring them to keep track of spraying through GPS. The cutoff for spraying remains at May 25th for the 2020 growing season, but research shows some strains of the plant dicamba is meant to kill, Palmer amaranth or pigweed, is already starting to become resistant to the herbicide. Daniel Breen, KUAR News.